Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies! Last time on Roleplay Rookies, Jack slowed a horseman of the apocalypse while Brock assumed the life of a confused elderly man. After knitting chicken sweaters and taking dementia medication, Brock was confronted by Darius and swiftly sent back to join the rest of us. Now reunited again as a party, we set off to the vault to finally find the weapons, only to meet up with the last horseman, the Horseman of Death. He let us put our stones into the vault to open it, and we all passed out. Join us today to see if we're dead.
You're not.
Oh, that's
you
good.
All wake up inside the vault.
Spoilers? Jeez.
No, I think we're just getting into it.
No, yeah.
No usual
Josh
banter.
Is like, no commentary?
No commentary.
Well,
now there's commentary.
So, also, will the old man ever find Deborah?
I don't think so. I was actually listening to the last episode.
I think I killed her, right?
No, you killed him. He dropped from 100 feet and then I left his body as I was swan diving to the ground.
I think...
You killed him.
Technically, yeah. He killed himself.
No,
you were in charge of his body.
Wait.
He was mid-fall, is what all I'm saying. No. Who knows what happened after
I want to bring up just an ethical, not even ethical, just a theoretical idea. If a ghost possesses your body and dives off of a skyscraper... Swan diving towards the ground. Did you kill yourself or did the ghost kill you?
The ghost killed me.
Okay, that was, I rest my case, Your Honor. Okay.
Now, imagine this. You sprout demon wings, involuntarily fly up. It was Darius. He gave him the demon wings and then let him fall. I'm telling you. I'm just saying.
You know, I understand that he did put you in the air, but you also swan dived, which makes me feel like you have some responsibility in the death.
Also, he would have never put you in the air if you hadn't possessed that man's body.
That's a good point.
Okay, that was on accident, first of all.
It seemed real intentional.
It was not intentional.
It was on his plan. But yeah, you guys are inside the vault. You guys are all good. And let's see what happens next. You guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go. You guys are now in the vault. You guys are with the Horsemen of Death, and the vault is a very nice place. It's actually gold everywhere. There's waterfalls. There's like a little like there's food, everything that you want. There's also really nice couches, really nice relaxing beds. There's a hot tub with jets on it. It's really nice. And the horseman says, "You guys can stay here as long as you want. And let me know when you guys want to get the weapons."
Toby turns to Gavin and says, "I read this in a Percy Jackson book. Time goes quicker in here. We got to get out of here."
Oh, I was about to ask why it was so nice. That seems kind of weird for a place that's just meant as a storage facility.
I was expecting the inside of like a gun safe, but bigger.
Or just like a cave.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. It was a big... like stone door, like moving out of the way.
And
yeah,
just like that, the illusion ends.
Danny's like, yeah, that doesn't make
Welcome
sense.
Welcome to hell.
No, I would prefer.
We're back into where Gavin is king. I don't see the problem.
Why would I not want to be where I'm king?
Yeah. he goes, "Well, it's nice here because this is where the weapons are stored in the God of Light, and his energy makes everything nice around him. So that's why it's here."
So the God of Light is here.
Well, when he died, we used his soul, his essence, to make the weapons. So he's dead, but his energy, his spirit still lives on the weapons.
How did he die?
Darius killed him and blamed it on the humans.
So everywhere we take these weapons is going to get really nice?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Sweet, let's go grab them. Also, I love the fact that the humans were framed. Maybe that'll make everyone else like us.
I like that.
If we can prove it.
Yes. Well, just one small detail. The weapons, you can only use them for one or two things. And you guys need to decide before you grab them. The weapons can be used to kill Darius, to finish out the job. When we used it, we managed to destroy Darius' physical body. And now he is the disgusting symbiote that he is right now. He goes, "Yeah, so Darius is discussing the symbiote that he is today. But if you use the weapons to kill Darius, your friend Steve will die with it. Or you can use the essence of the God of Light to give you guys one wish spell. And you can wish that Darius no longer can possess any humans.
Well, that seems like pretty
or
good.
We could wish for literally anything else.
I knew that one of you was going to say that. So here is the deal. If in order for the wish spell to work, you need to be right next to Darius and perform that wish. If you wish for anything else, the D&D rule says that the wish spell is up to the DM. So if they wish for something stupid, you might not get it.
He is three smart, five you.
Dang it.
No, you can still do whatever you want, but if you ask for a Baconator, you're going to get a Terminator made of bacon who's going to hunt you down for the rest of the campaign.
I mean, as opposed to just giving him a burger, which would also definitely solve the situation.
Can we ask for more wishes?
Only one wish.
So we can ask for one more wish?
Yes, it's going to be no. That's going to be your wish. You guys can decide what you guys want to do.
If we release Darius and Steve so that he can't, you know, possess anymore, does that stop the goop from, like, taking over people? Like, does he lose his abilities if he doesn't have a host?
We don't know. This is new territory. We don't know how he's going to react. But also, that means that you guys won't have weapons to kill Darius, so you need to capture him. And I don't know if you remember this, but one of the options is also to use your sword.
Right. Horny Brock.
Why can't we wish that Darius, that Darius was just destroyed?
Because that would mean that it would destroy him and every single vessel that he currently possesses.
What if we wish that it destroys him and not every single...
I think if you add an and to the wish, it no longer, it becomes two wishes.
Okay. Destroys him without killing every single
This is literally going to become a genie wish lawyer session.
Yeah. Yep.
And you did this.
I did this.
Why did you do this?
Yeah. For entertainment.
It's actually really funny.
So it's one or the other. We can't like kill him and then use the wish to bring Steve back.
No, because you'll be sacrificing the weapons to create that wish spell.
So we kill him with the weapons, and then once he's dead,
with the weapons,
we use the wish spell to bring Steve back.
You will not have the wish spell anymore because the weapons will cease to exist when Darius dies.
Okay, there's the part we're missing.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's too bad because I feel like we could have killed Darius and then just wished everyone back to life. But
that would be the convenient thing.
I mean, that's tough. What do you guys think? If we kill Darius, we lose Steve. And I don't know. He didn't choose this. But at the same time, it would be the best way to make sure that Darius not only now, but forever can't do anything again.
The John really hates the idea of doing this, but I have to roleplay Gavin. So I agree. I agree, Toby. We need to save Steve.
John's like
as he shakes his head.
There's a real simple solution here.
It was so easy.
You know, what would Steve want? Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
You guys can take as long as time as you want to decide. I'm no rush. You guys probably are because your planet is under attack, but yeah. You guys just let me know what you guys want to do, and we can proceed with the...
Do we see the weapons?
Yeah, I can show you the weapons, what they look like right now.
What they look like?
Yeah.
Or like where they are?
Yeah, I can show you both. What do you want to do?
Just give it to us.
So you're killing Steve.
We have to choose first.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Yes.
Or we can't leave with the weapons.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm. That's
wait, why is that dumb? How is change the decision gonna affect?
Because either we kill Steve and not have an epic battle, and have an epic battle, or we wish Steve well.
Well, if you wish Steve well, I promise you're still gonna have an epic battle. Okay. Does that make you feel better? The campaign's not gonna end of like, I wish for him to be better.
Describe these weapons to me. I want to know how like tempting they are.
Okay. Each weapon comes from one of the horsemen. The horseman of death is a critical scythe that gives the user the ability to control shadows. The horseman of conquest has a bow that has the ability to get one net 20 per day. The horsemen.
Those who chose something different are having different looks on their faces now.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about something else.
Oh. Oh. Okay. The horsemen of war is a sword that gives you one extra attack per round, which will be really good for Nate.
Pointiest, Brock.
And the last one is the famine, which is a skill that gives the ability to swap damage with one person once per day. So if you take 90 damage, you can just swap and the other person takes 90 damage instead.
You like reflect the damage back to
yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Each weapon is all actually base, but the real four horsemen, coming up with a powerful skill was rough, but that's what I
that's,
came up
that's
with.
That's good, I like it.
Hold on. It allows you to send damage, to redirect damage. From
so let's say I throw a fireball at you. Mm-hmm. You fail, you take 80 damage. Mm-hmm. You use the skill to do 80 damage to the person that threw at you.
Does it have to be the person that that attacked you?
No.
I want this.
All right, all right.
You can do some crazy combos with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Toby... Okay, Nate wants to kill Darius because I want using the weapon to fight. That's really cool. But I think Toby's going to make the argument that we should save Steve. Toby would say, guys, enough people have died. I think... if we can preserve any amount of life at this point, we owe it to do to ourselves and to Steve, frankly, to do it.
So but
I want on record that Nate would kill Darius.
I think we're still going to kill Darius. We're just not going to kill Steve, and we're not going to use the cool weapons.
John's really sad by that.
John has never seen John so sad.
I know.
I just, you know, it's like...
All right, Brock, it's your turn. You got to convince us. I will roll against whatever you say to see if you convince me.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. We can't just go to one side. But when it comes to the weapons, do we true like if he is to be taken out of Steve, he still exists, right?
Guys, listen. I'll say this as Danny the DM: if you guys have any weird plan outside the wish spell to save Steve with the weapons, you're welcome to try it.
Do we have to make a wish now?
No. Okay, again.
We have to be by Steve.
Yeah, choose by Steve to use the wish to work. But what I'm saying is, if you guys want the cool weapons, and you guys come up with a different way to save Steve and kill Darius, you can... But you guys have to come up with that. I'm not going to work around. You guys have to come up with a strategy.
Can I just thermostat the room on this real quick? So literally, there's a group of grown men. and you made them all so sad when you were like, so you can either preserve this person's life or I'll give you really cool weapons. And all four men were just like, ah, freaking. Four full grown men.
I have an idea. But I don't know how it translates into a podcast. Are you familiar with the... I know it as the Mafuba in Japanese.
Nope.
What's its English name? It's a Dragon Ball thing.
Dragon Ball thing?
Yeah. You know where you use the Dragon Balls to bring people back to life?
I mean that... No.
I think that's
no.
What he already offered us.
Oh, it's Demon Containment Wave.
Oh, sealing them away.
Yeah, that's the sword strategy.
We
what if we did it without the sword?
Interesting.
Like, say, if we had a really powerful guy, like, I don't know, Lord Chu, his mom, or Kaze, to seal away Darius into a rice cooker or something.
A rice cooker.
Why wouldn't they have done that already, though?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I mean, I like the idea of sealing him away. We just have to get creative on how we do that.
Now we got to waste this dude. Never coming back.
Yeah, I mean, Nate definitely agrees with that because then there's no more threat forever. You know? Like, he got out once and now he's back. If they had killed him before, we'd be done. That's my thought.
All right.
It's like had they killed Alduin instead of just punting him 1,000 years into the future.
Huh?
In Skyrim.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
The main quest of Skyrim, anyone actually?
Oh, it's the worst quest in Skyrim.
What I like about... You finished Skyrim?
What I like about... You actually did the main storyline, but I mean... I like how Josh frames every problem with some reference to another pop culture. And it does so well every time.
It's right every time.
But the fact that he has like 800 references just blows my mind, dude.
He would give great TED Talks.
if I could string more than five words together, yes.
Toby is going to side with saving Steve because he's the worst. So if you can, Brock, if you can convince me, here's my thought, okay? Here's a metagaming for a second, Jordan. If you can draw an argument against it, I will roll persuasion, your persuasion versus my, like, wisdom or something.
Okay.
To see if you can convince
me. The only problem with this Toby. Is I haven't fully decided that Brock is saying that we should do the...
Okay, but Gavin will say that we should save Steve.
Okay.
And also, that comes from the fact that Gavin's also kind of already the king of hell. So, like, cool weapon, meh, because I'm already the king of hell. So.
That's true.
You know?
I really want that extra attack. I already do, like, three attacks on my turn.
I know, that's why I did that.
A fourth attack.
You can do five if you spend a key point.
Can you imagine? That's like a level 15 monk. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Jack is ambivalent.
As always.
Josh knows which way he wants. Josh has five ideas of what he wants to do. Jack is ambivalent.
So if Darius doesn't have a host, does he still have his power?
Yes.
Is he goo?
Yes, he's
a host. Then why does he need a host?
Huh?
Then why does he need a host?
To become stronger.
Why?
Okay.
It sounds like
because
you're saying...
humans, just a little lore, like humans are super good with magic, like you four. So if you get an army of humans into the magic realm, you have a super powerful army. Okay.
But it sounds like you're saying that we can fight him at his strongest, or we can separate him and make him weaker, but then we can't kill him?
Yeah.
Because we don't have the weapons.
Maybe you can. The weapons is a guarantee. You know what I mean? The weapons was like, you will win. But what I'm trying to say is the weapons are like, imagine this way, in Breath of the Wild, the weapons are the four beasts that you use to remove Ganon's half health.
Now Danny's doing the thing that Josh did. Well,
without the weapons, you still have to fight Ganon at full strength, but you can still beat him.
Can we wish that we can have the weapons and have a cat? No, there's an and in there.
And here's the thing. To get the wish, you have to consume the weapons. So to get to the point to say, I want the weapons... You would have had to already consume them.
I wish to have the weapons.
I wish, but by wishing, the weapons would not be destroyed.
And then the weapons are back and you no longer have a wish.
A black hole creates.
He's really, really, really trying to find the loophole.
Yeah, I thought this through.
Screw these weapons. I got an ice knife and a thorn whip. That's all I need. Let's do this.
Kill God.
I've got a cantrip and a question. First level spell.
Quick question for the Horseman of Death.
You also have a vortex sword.
Yeah, I have a vorpal sword.
That's
right. If we leave and we say we're going to wish him out and then we don't do that later, is there a repercussion? Is there like something?
If we don't use the wish?
Yeah, instead of using the wish, we killed him. Or vice versa. We're like, we're going to kill him and then we use the wish instead. Like,
Wait a minute. So you're saying we scrap the weapons, get a wish, then kill Steve. And then make a wish?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I mean, technically, we could just stick a bag of holding over Steve's head, cut it. Steve's head gets launched.
It's in his wallet.
His wallet. Can you fit a wallet?
Yeah, can't your sword reattach his head?
It does the exact opposite.
What? I thought
if I get a nat 20, I remove the head.
Why would
you
get a sword that reattaches
his head? No, that was his sword.
I'm just going to read
this. He started to decapitate Steve's.
Yeah, but then he can put the heads back on other people, right?
Yeah, and I remember you could like switch the bodies.
Is that a thing I'm allowed to do?
I don't know what the sword say.
Mine does not say that. Mine says, like a standard vorpal sword says. I don't know where your garbage came up. When you attack a creature that has at least one head with this weapon and roll a 20 on your attack roll, you cut off the one of the creature's heads.
Okay, there was definitely something about switching heads in that conversation.
I think what John said in the conversation was that he could revivify the head.
I do not specifically remember my sword being able to do it. I remember being like, my sword can cut off a head. Full stop.
I 100% have like a perfect memory of what Jordan is saying.
What? We gotta check the tape on that one. We gotta have to check the tape.
When did you promise me this?
When you got a natural 20. You even gave your sword like a specific name because you like...
Yeah, that's true. You did.
It was two episodes ago. I have to check the tape.
All right, go check it. I didn't re-listen to that
one. If that happens, I'm putting it back here.
Can I customize my Vorpal Blade with a special skill?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so it does the normal Vorpal Blade stuff, but it also has the ability to cast Revivify.
Revivify?
Revivify. Yeah.
On the head?
Yeah, so like if someone dies, I can bring them back to life. Specifically if they get decapitated or a body part gets cut off, I can put the body with part your back on with so my blade.
Like, so it's like God of War?
I can put it back.
Sounds good, yeah, I like that.
What if he cut off the heads of two people, and then he switched the heads on the bodies and then did Revivify?
Would the body be attached to the head, or would it be the new head to the body?
Yeah, exactly. Would they just have the control over the new bodies?
That'd be crazy.
Or would it be like, my body is stuck?
Because that way we can decapitate Brock and put into the body of a giant, and Brock becomes a giant.
I would like to formally name this Blade Stitches.
All right.
Okay. Let's assume my sword can do things. Wait a minute. So why, going back to the core of your argument, aside from my sword, you want to shove a man's head into a wallet-sized bag of holding.
Yeah.
Zip it shut?
No, you don't need to zip it. You just need to get his head inside the bag, and then you slice the bag, and that...
Why you guys keep trying to kill Steve?
So why can't I just cut off his head with a sword? Why do I need the bag?
Because it's cool.
I'm going to put Josh in a rice cooker.
I swear, Danny, if you don't have like this just super sentimental backstory for Steve, if we save him.
Steve's like, we had one woodshop class together. I don't even really know you guys.
And then I cut off Steve's head. Gavin is set on what he wants to do. I again could be convinced, I guess, if we do a roll off, but
okay, I'll say this. If you guys pick the wish at any time before you use the wish, you can change your mind and turn the wish to weapons again.
All right, we're doing that.
Toby has spoken.
Is that okay? It's just
don't
basically
say, is that okay?
We're just gonna push the decision off for a little later.
Yeah, true procrastination. It's beautiful form.
Gives me time to think of a
way out,
a trickety trick to get this thing to work.
All right, so he grabs the weapons and he grabs the little bottle, and all the weapons become very small. They go inside the bottle, and you can see inside the bottle there's like a ball of light. And he goes, "If you guys do decide to use the wish, just open the bottle, the angel fall through you, and you can make a wish."
What happens if we want to like use the weapons? We can't
break
open
the bottle.
You shake the bottle three times. And then you open and the weapons will come out.
So sweet. If we're like running
and the lid pops off.
Don't do that, yeah.
You're running, you're shaking
so
your
hand. So if you're running, make sure you stop for a solid like 30 seconds so the bottle knows that you're not running anymore. And then you shake it three times.
I feel like we should just break the bottle. I feel like that should be the mechanism.
No, that won't work either. That will activate the wish ability. So make sure that you stop for 30 seconds, and then you shake it three times.
Okay.
So we're going to shake it three times and then open it?
Shake it three times, then you open it.
Wait.
Wait, how do we activate the wish, though?
What?
You just open it. No shaking.
With the
no
wish, shaking, what if we wish
or break the bottle
that we become so much more powerful than Darius?
Okay. Okay, you can do that.
And then what?
And we go that to we level can, 20 immediately.
That we are able to save Steve as well.
Okay.
All you said was, "I wish you were really, really strong."
There's only one way to find out, and because I'm 90% positive that you already forgot that I said this earlier in the episode, I will repeat it again. I can deny your dumb wishes.
Hey, Gavin would like to hold the bottle.
Okay,
thank you.
I feel like this is one of those moments where I'm going to ask for a really obscure wish, and you're not going to know what I'm talking about, and then I'm not going to explain it until you grant it. And then it'll work out.
Or he'll just deny it because he doesn't understand.
I hope desperately that that's what this is.
Now it's 100% sure that he wasn't listening. Okay. Here's the bottle. And he goes, "All right, you guys can go, I guess."
Okay, peace, man.
Yeah. Good luck.
I guess I'll see you later when I die.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hopefully don't end up here, because this is where souls that don't have a purpose end up.
But. Oh, so you like don't care about dead people at all?
I do.
Cool. How's that sound?
All right, bye.
Wait.
I look around for a door.
Okay. All right.
There's
you guys
no leave. Door.
It's a cave. Brock is such a pushing it.
I'm imagining this is pure white room, right?
No, the illusion went away.
Yeah, the illusion went away. It's just a cave. You guys call me out on it.
Okay.
Okay, he opens a cave. You guys can get out. And Liam goes, oh, hey, guys.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been working on the portal.
Oh, thank you. That's actually, I didn't even think
about
that.
That's extremely helpful, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, I feel I'm the fifth equally member to you guys, you know?
The fifth friend? Like, yeah. Steve?
Well, I'm like, you guys, the Beatles, I am your agent, like, equally the same.
I love that you know so many Earth pop culture things.
Name the Beatles agent.
Put your phone down, Danny. Put it down.
No. I'm cutting this out of the job.
No, this has to stay in.
He's going to edit it to make himself sound so smart.
Or make this the last thing.
I'll do that.
Name the Beatles agent right now.
Yeah, I'm Brian Epstein.
No What's one talking is. You heard it here first. Danny is Epstein.
He read it, and his eyes went huge.
Oh, that's
unfortunate for him.
Okay,
rest in peace. Okay, Leo goes. The portal is ready, and I think I figured out a way to get you guys back to Earth.
Oh, good.
Yes. 18 episodes later, we finally did it. But. Let's stop by my realm first. I got some things to give you guys. Let me. You guys want to go now? You guys, there's something you guys still want to do here?
Have we been using portals to go to each?
The Bifrost. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you say portal, you mean Bifrost.
But yes.
Yeah. The huge rainbow in the sky thing. Okay. Yeah.
That was such a funny. Anyway, sorry.
I just want to clarify.
You guys good to go?
Yeah. Great yeah, let's go.
Yes.
All right. You guys step into the Bifrost and then you guys end up back to the elf realm. Whoa. The good old days.
Are we back in Liam's library?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Has any time gone by since we left?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, no more days.
Okay, just checking. I didn't know what the...
No, I'm not doing any time.
Is that one jerk elf dude still here?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go find him and kill him. I'm just kidding.
Ever since he became the king of hell, he's been like a little bit more psychopathic.
I'm just kidding. When you come back to the first enemy and you're like, what up?
I've been places. No, I was. That was John, not Gavin.
Okay. Liam goes, okay, so when you guys go back to Earth... As you guys remember, there's no magic on Earth, so your powers will start going down. I create this thing. It's like a little rock. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab all your magic that you guys accumulated throughout your adventures here, and it's going to be placed on this real rock. You won't have any magic. But when you want to use it, you smash it, and all your powers go back to you. So that way, your powers won't go down due to spending days on Earth.
Cool. A safe point. A battery or something.
Do we still have the stones?
Yes.
Sweet.
And also about that, when you guys go to Earth, this is a new mechanic I'm going to use on Earth, because this is the final arc.
Okay.
You guys can destroy any weapons and absorb their magic abilities, and you guys can amplify their power. So, for example, if Nate destroys his dagger, he'll be able to have lightning teleporting powers for a period of time. Josh, if you break your X, you have most likely earthbending abilities, and the examples go on.
If I break my sword, I can cut people's heads off with my bare hands.
Yes. Also, you can just use that as levels. So okay. Depending how rare the item is. So for example, I say that John is fighting someone and he's losing his levels because that's how the mechanics are going to work on a boss fight. You'll be losing levels, not like every round, but every amount of time. So if John breaks a weapon, he can absorb its magic to power up again.
Okay.
Make sense?
To go back up levels?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Liam, I need a bunch of magic weapons just in case that I can break forward.
So this is what I'm saying. You guys are empty on magic weapons. I'll let any of you guys to pick one rare item from the D&D store.
Did Danny just turn us all into Gale?
Oh, he I did. Yes. I did. By accident. I didn't even thought about that. That's funny. Not generally not. Okay.
I hunger.
Oh, that was so annoying. It's like,
feed me or I'll explode.
I'm level two. I got nothing, my guy.
I have boots.
Feed me.
Anyway, so, and also he goes, and one final thing. I'm going to give you guys, this is going to be a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyways. You guys have the equivalent, I'm going to call it 12 points of magic. So the way this is works is that I'm going to let the four of you, you don't have to do this now. You can prepare, you can think about it, but you guys do need to decide how you guys want to do this. You guys have 12 points of magic, and you guys can use that to have little spells on specific rocks. You know, 12 points work, depending on what spell it is, it's how many, depending on what the level the spell is, that's how many points it's going to cost you. So for example, Fireball is a level 3 spell? No, level 5?
No.
I can cast it at level...
3, right?
Yes.
Three
is one.
Okay, so Fireball is a level 3, so that means that costs you 3 points.
Do we each get a
what
stone?
What if I cast a level 9 Fireball?
That's what I'm trying to say. So if you choose to have a level 9 Fireball, that'll cost you 9 points. Now, I know you're going to ask, so that means I can have a 9 level spell and still have 4 points left. Yes, you can. You cannot have the wish spell for... Yes. You cannot have the wish spell for lore reasons, because the wish spell is very powerful. But I'll let you have Power War Kill, the 9th level. So again, the four of you can decide how you guys want to spend these points. You don't have to do it now, because that'll be putting you guys on the spot.
Do we each get a stone with 12 points, or is there one stone with 12
points? One stone
that
with 12.
We all share
12 points together as a group.
I hate that. Okay. Cool.
But I'll say this. So the 12 points thing is my way to giving you guys a loophole, something else that I haven't come up with. Giving you guys tools so you guys can come up with something. I think that's decent writing. I don't know. Time will tell. Okay, you don't have to decide that now. And also, you guys can pick any one rare item from the D&D store.
Yes.
What's the D&D store?
So go to D&D Beyond. If you go to items, you use the thing rare. Because I think the highest is legendary. So you don't get a legendary, you get a rare. You can pick any of those weapons.
Does Darius, to possess someone, have to be like granted that, like given permission?
He does have to get permission.
So Steve gave him permission.
Yes.
Okay.
And you almost did.
I did? Oh, I did.
And you almost did. Almost did.
It's not that fair. He was persuasive. He was like mentally changing.
He's good. Okay. As you guys are preparing yourselves, Liam does one more thing. Hey, Gavin, Ari also gave me this with a letter from Lucas. And it says, "Dearest Gavin, you have used the water gun I gave you once in the entire campaign."
Shh, quiet. I was waiting for the right moment.
So in case you forgot you have it, you still have it. But I built this. Water grenades. You put potions in it and you throw it and the effects happen no matter what. No saving throws. I'm doing this so you can have more chaos. Also, here's 10 more potions.
Yes.
You can just throw potions now at people. And
they have to take this.
Brock. I will give you 2 gold to take a random potion right now.
I will do it.
Done. He's going to drink a random potion.
All right, go for it.
One moment, please. Some of these, by the
way,
caused a lot of problems last time I looked.
Well, what happened to Jordan?
Hey, cool. A thick and sludgy liquid that is lime in color. Wax tube filled with potion. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. The potion effect. The potion gives you resistance to radiant damage for 1d4 hours.
Oh.
Nice.
It gives you 4 total.
Wow.
Of...
That's useless.
This is useless. Yeah,
this is useless.
4 hours.
4 hours.
If you punch yourself with radiant damage, you won't feel it.
You know what? He is a paladin, so he probably already had resistance to radiant damage.
No, now definitely he does. Okay, are you guys ready to return home? Remember, you guys will be back to Germany with no powers, because I'm going to put your powers on these little stones, and when you guys want to use your powers, that you break it. But once you break it, there's no more coming back.
Is there any exception to my curse mark?
So that's what I was going to say, Nate. If you use a sword, so the sword has charges, correct?
Yeah.
If you use the sword, you can use one charge to get some abilities back, some ninja abilities back. But every charge that you use from the sword, there will no longer be any recharges. So
while we're on Earth.
Yes.
Okay. What about the other sword that lets me copy a power?
That one will work once too.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. Never mind. All right.
Okay. Are you guys ready to come home?
Are we?
I mean, we have...
Let's go home.
Well, once we're in the once we're on Earth, we have the greatest power. Brock's money.
You have to be in Germany, though. And remember, Brock told you this.
And we're still in an apocalypse. Yeah,
I have a penthouse in Germany.
Yeah, is that one of your rich people things?
You get one more. You have one more.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay. All right.
What? You don't have a summer home in Germany?
Jeez. No, but I have a satellite nuke.
I don't know how rich you have to be to be able to afford that, but I don't feel like you like any amount of money.
Yeah.
Everything.
You have to be like a dictator of a country to afford
it. I was going to say. Okay. All right. Liam walks you guys through the Bifrost and he goes, all right, guys, this is going to be rough. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys did this. And he starts chanting and the portal opens and you guys see Earth from space. And then you see, actually, you feel this incredible energy. Liam's trying to break the spell to open Earth's Bifrost once again. And he goes, I'm doing it. I'm so close. And then you feel this presence of the actual gods of this realm trying to stop Liam. And you go, and then you hear a voice saying,
stop it now.
And then Liam goes, screw you, man. And then he opens a portal, sends the four of you. And as the god about to grab Liam, he closed the portal. And you guys are now in Germany. And you guys are back to the Devil's Bridge. You guys look around you. There is disgusting, gooey symbiote everywhere. And you guys see Jet, Brock's destroyed Jet, where you guys left it last time. And you guys are back to Earth once again.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Okay, so we wish him out of Steve, we fight him, we seal him in a rice cooker, we throw the rice cooker in the Pacific Ocean, done.
That doesn't work.
Why not?
Have you seen any movie ever?
Never put anything in the ocean.
Have you seen any movie ever?